For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We will we've been talking about the game all day. Yeah. And we'll continue talking about it. Big story of the day, just a couple of minutes away. We'll get back into some of the rest of the football weekend, both NFL and college, coming up in about 20 minutes as well.
Hate week's
upon us. Like,
we don't hate Alabama, though.
It's interesting that you say that. It's interesting because yeah. I heard the crossover between the morning guys and Drew and Steak earlier, and they were having that same conversation. Like, Drew was like, "Yeah, we do. That's a rivalry." And Bo was like, "Is it? Like, what do you?" Yeah. I mean, and I don't know. I mean, they've played a lot of big games lately.
Right.
Like all of the biggest games that are played, pretty much, in the SEC or otherwise over the last 5 years or so, have been between those two teams. Yeah. Alabama's gotten the best of them.
They have.
For the most part, than, of course, the national championship.
Yeah, the most important win was the championship. I can have another one.
Sure.
But, man, I mean, hate week, boy. It's a big damn game week. I know that.
Yeah.
Georgia-Bama? Oh, yeah,
it's the biggest game of the year.
It's the biggest game of the damn year.
Yeah, you're talking about it. The only way it could be bigger is Georgia beats Bama this weekend, and then when they go to Texas, Texas is still undefeated. That's 1-2.
Yeah.
That's 1-2 when that happens.
No, this is the biggest game of the year.
It's 1-4, man.
Yeah,
like, in Tuscaloosa?
Bama, Georgia.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay. Oh, I'm so excited.
I know. It's going to be such a great
game.
So
excited for this game, man. But we were doing a shout-out. I got
only slightly less important, but the game that will be played Friday night between conference rivals Washington and Rutgers. What a joke.
What a crap.
They were previewing that game on TV, and my buddy was like, "Oh, yeah, right. Rutgers is a conference game now."
Yeah, dog.
And I was like, yeah.
Where's it at?
And it's Friday.
Y'all got to go to Jersey on a Friday?
What was that name?
They've reached 3 wins, and we're now contractually required to call them undefeated Rutgers.
Yeah, undefeated Rutgers.
Until further notice.
Undefeated Rutgers versus one-loss Washington.
Yeah, yeah,
they will.
They'll
play a game on old Friday night.
That's good, man. In Jersey.
Yeah, it's in Jersey.
Okay.
It's Piscataway.
Okay, that's nice, man. That's nice, man.
But that means everyone can watch it because it'll be a standalone on Friday.
Hey, man, you know how
Big Fox.
You know how we feel about them standalones, man. They stand alone.
They do. They stand alone.
Yeah, they stand alone.
All by themselves because no one wants to stand next to them.
It's going
to
be a fun.
Yeah,
fun,
we'll get the AMA coming up at 1:40 as well. But yeah, I mean, you got the Saints on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You got Bama and Georgia on Saturday night. You got the Braves and the Mets starting tomorrow for all of it. Like, you got to win all three
because
you're two games behind them.
Yep.
You got to win all three in order to try to get in front of them and then handle your business against the Royals in the final three games of the season. But yeah, no, it's awesome. It's great. Like all the excitement, all the hate, all the, you know, everything on the line in these games, in these series for sure. But yeah, man, that's where we're at. So we got there.
It's going to be an interesting week because the thing with Georgia is who's healthy. He said he hopes Michael Williams can play. Like, he gonna play, Kirk.
That's what he always says.
He always says that.
That's what he always says.
The biggest thing is, can his offense go? And I'm talking about from the jump. It has to go. From the jump. From the get-in. From the first drive, Carson.
I think they will. I don't know. Georgia against good opponents has been phenomenal.
Yeah, they play
the last handful of years.
Yeah.
Georgia against mediocre opponents, they play to the level of their competition.
It sucks.
It sucks, but it happens. It would suck if they played to the level of their competition and lost, but correct me if I'm wrong, they've won 42 consecutive regular season games. So
they have, Andy.
It ended up working out okay. You got to win the games, and they do win the games. We've got some information, a little bit of information update on the Falcons offensive lineman that got banged up yesterday. Drew Dolman suffered a high ankle sprain in the loss to the Chiefs. He's undergoing an MRI. Expected to miss time and IR possible.
Yes.
Don't know yet. Obviously, we'll pump the brakes on that one.
That's four.
That's four.
Yeah.
And after the game yesterday, Joe Patrick had this quote from Kirk talking about how it'll be nice to have a full week of work with Nisel. So
yeah.
That sounds like, for sure, they know he's missing this game.
Yeah, the center quarterback.
Right, but for him to be like, yeah.
And it's a different.
That's what's happening
and
this week.
And it's different because you saw the first time, like, how Kurt almost couldn't get out of it from up in the center because the ball comes differently because he's a left-handed snapper.
Yep.
He's a left-handed center, I should say. But, yeah.
And that might have had something to do with that fourth down play. Just snap count. Looked like people were on different page. Algier hesitated.
Now, Algier whiffed.
And he whiffed. Yeah, he whiffed.
Algier.
He missed his block.
Algier makes his block. That's a first down. Mm-hmm. It's probably a first down because his man came unblocked. And, I mean, good for Bijan. Bijan was able to get out. But by the time he was able to get out of that, all the other troops
four
came.
Four other guys.
Yeah. 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 If Tyler blocked this guy, you got something. But don't put him in that position. You know why, Andy?
He's not a fullback.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's a running back.
I mean, he blocked the hell out of him in practice, though.
Yeah, sure. It worked every time in practice. Caleb McGarry was ruled out last night with a knee injury. He's believed to have suffered an MCL sprain. This is all from Ian Rappaport earlier. Yeah. He'll have an MRI to confirm the initial diagnosis and verify the timetable. So really what it sounds like is both of those guys are going to miss some time. Don't know how much. Hopefully IR is avoided, but no clue.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's two of the five. Two of the five are down.
It's going to be some. It's going to like Storm started games last year for Caleb, and obviously this
which thing, one of those is a bigger deal?
Oh man, probably McGarry. Probably McGarry. I mean, yeah, I'll say McGarry.
I guess Dolman was playing so good.
He was playing well. He was.
He was playing really
good, man. Yeah. He's had a good year.
He has.
He's had a good year.
Caleb hasn't,
but I still go. I still go.
Okay, fair enough. Look, him on the outside with what they want to do in the run game, Caleb McGarry is a very good run blocker.
That's why I said it.
You saw what happened to the run game last night when both of those guys went out. Like, it wasn't going great anyway, but then when they went out, it just completely evaporated. It's a big part of why both of those drives in the red zone stalled in the fourth quarter. Let's do it. Let's get to the big story of the day here. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Bow!
You know, we got to run the ball better on offense. We got to be able to stop the run better on defense.
Yes.
And there's a lot of things you can clean up. And there's no such thing as really going to play a guy and feeling good about it unless you win. And you had an opportunity to win that game, and we didn't. We came up short.
Yeah, I mean, where's this?
And that's a big part of why.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sir, go where you were going because I'm interested in that, too.
This is, like, ain't no moral Rick Victor around here. I don't feel good because you played good against the Steelers. I mean, the Chiefs. You lost. Period. Don't feel good to lose, you know. But it doesn't change my mind about this team. I still think this football team is going to be a good football team.
Yeah, but I feel like those are different conversations, right? Like those are different things. Like the question could be like, how are you feeling about what you've seen through three games? Like, all right, I think I've seen a lot of good.
Right.
I think a lot of good. I think this team is a good football team, and I think over the course of a couple of months of football, they're probably going to have a pretty good record. But that's a totally different question and answer than how do you feel about last night.
Yeah, it sucks.
My answer to how I feel about last night is not I feel good about, like,
no, it sucks.
Man, they should have beat the Chiefs at home.
They should have beat the Chiefs.
They should have beat them.
And one of the things we talked about a lot last week is what Patrick Mahomes does to other teams. He makes them go out of characteristic. He makes them go for it on fourth down instead of taking the points and all those different things. I don't think that was the case last night.
I hope that's what it is.
I don't think that was
because I'd like to see them not do that in the future.
I don't think that was the case.
Because taking the points is fine with me.
There's nothing wrong with taking points.
I'm not going to criticize you for taking the points.
There's nothing with taking points. There's nothing wrong with punting on fourth down. All right? It's just not, don't put your defense in this kind of situation when you can help your team in a positive way. Now, there's no telling if young Wake was going to make it. I understand that.
He probably would have. They were pretty short.
Yeah.
So, he made a 54-yarder earlier.
Yeah, man. I mean, just take the damn points. But, yeah, they cannot get out of their own damn way on first and second down. They put themselves in this predicament. We talked about the fourth down play. Tyler, you got to block that guy. I mean, that's a complete bust on him. All right? You got to block that guy. What was the tell that made you want to run bubble screens with Darnell Moody and
Ray-Ray.
And Ray-Ray on the same side? What was the tell? I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure there was one. I can't find it.
There was a moment in that game where when that was being mixed in, it was effective.
Yes.
There was a couple of them.
Yes.
But it got pretty clear as the fourth quarter went on that the Chiefs had figured it out.
Yes,
and it wasn't working.
So you got to figure out. You got to get damn Kyle Pitts involved more.
Yep.
Kyle. But you got to run the ball better on first and second down, obviously, Andy. And defensively, give him the ball. And just, you see that line right there. You run straight there, okay? Now, if they're going to tackle you, you might get 4 yards, but we're going to do this over and over again.
No, that's exactly how many yards he got.
There was no creativity to the Chiefs' run game.
That's exactly how many yards Carson Steele and Samaje Perine got on every carry.
Yeah, there was no creativity.
They carried it a combined 23 times between the two of them, and they averaged 4.2 yards per carry, which is solid. That's all you need. You do that on first and second down, and then it's third and two. And then Patrick Mahomes can do whatever he wants. He can make a little throw if he needs to get that for the first down. He can run for it, which he did a couple times to get the first down. Like we said it on Friday. If Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier don't end up as the better running back duo, and especially with Isaiah Pacheco out of the game, should have an advantage. If Algier and Robinson aren't the better running back duo, you're probably not going to win this game. They weren't the better running back
duo. No, they were not.
They got outgained by 50 yards on the ground. Now, I know that Kansas City ran the ball more because they had the ball more, but that was also smart to use clock and stay on the field and all that stuff. But they ran the ball for 128 on you. They weren't great. They were about 4 yards
a carry.
They were
efficient.
But they were efficient.
They were efficient.
And you're right. They didn't do anything crazy.
No.
They weren't asking Carson Steele to try to be
Saquon
Barkley.
And you run straight.
Just run as hard as you can.
We don't want you to make no moves, no nothing.
Yeah.
They didn't have to because they ran behind that one of the best interior offensive lines.
I bet he didn't go outside once.
Center, guard.
Maybe once.
In professional football. Them dudes are in there. And, I mean, it was non-effective. I thought, you know, Rashee Rice was nice. Mikey's had a rough day.
Mm-hmm.
Mikey's had a rough day at the office yesterday. But, I mean, they got, like Rob was saying, clean up some things. Yeah, clean everything up like that. You got to clean some up, too. The guy upstairs in the booth got to clean some stuff up. You got to figure out how to get this thing. Because one thing you're doing, I think they're getting better, but you're running out of time to get better. It's time to start getting good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Start.
Yeah. Like, again,
time to start getting good.
Depending on how you want to look at it, that's fine. But, like, 1-2 with a close loss at home last night to the defending Super Bowl champions is a lot different than 1-3 if things don't go better this weekend. Like, 2-2 out of the first four games is a tough start. You played some tough teams to start the season. 2-2 and you get better every week and they play really well this coming Sunday, that's a whole different deal. But you're right about it. Like, I mean, they're one drive away from being 0-3 right now.
A catch.
Yeah, they're a catch away from 0-3 right now. And then you got the Saints coming to town, and who knows? So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do. I do think that it's a good football team. I do still have a lot of optimism that the season is going to go well. But doesn't mean I'm not frustrated about bad play in the fourth quarter last night, bad decision-making and inability to get first downs in the fourth quarter last night. I got to clean it up, man. You got to be able to do that at home if you want to be a good team. And they didn't do it last night.
That play, it wasn't as badly blocked from the back angle. But Tony just got.
What?
I said nothing. I'm thinking out loud. Because I'm just getting. Let me go eat.
All right.
Yeah.
Randy's going to go eat. I am going to ask you to say that again, though, about that final play, because that was pretty interesting. Randy's watched a little tape on the final play of the game last night. I'll give you another thought on it coming up. We'll talk a bit more about what went down on Saturday, some of the highlights from yesterday's NFL Sunday as well. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sport.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Let's get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Watch Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon. Final hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. 20 minutes away from the AMA. We'll get the phone lines back open. Great phone calls from Falcons fans in the noon hour. And if you want to call in and talk about last night's game or the start to the season in the AMA in lieu of a question, that's fine. Or if you want to ask us a question, that's okay as well. 404-726-0929. We'll kind of keep the floor open like that in 20 minutes from right now. Spent some time on some of what went down on Saturday and then an NFL Sunday yesterday as well. But they were showing the final play on TV as we went to break. So you got a chance to kind of look at it a little differently than you had. And you had some further thoughts on the Bijan coming up short on fourth down.
Well, the thing with it, because I had to look at it, because when you're looking at it from my TV copy, they are getting pushed back to my Jacob.
Definitely.
But they're captured. They have the edge. You know what I mean? They have the edge. And so Bijan can still get around, even though they're getting pushed back. But like, I've always done this is when you're pulling, right? Say, for you're pulling, being the lead blocker on a power or a counter and stuff. I used to do it all the time. And I was always taught, you run the pass that you want the back to follow a lot of times. And Algier does that for a living. He runs behind guys, pulling guards and everything.
Right.
In that instant, he was what you would count as the pulling guard, even though he was lined up next to him. He's the lead blocker. Now, Jake has the edge. Now, he's pushed back, but he does have the edge. The tight ends are doing what they're doing. They're washing out the guy. Where's Tyler going? There's nothing but a hole in a man. And that man, I'm thinking, is yours. And so that play was never going to work anyways.
Yeah. No, you go back and look at it. It started weird.
It started like, weird.
Everybody started a little different. It wasn't a sharp start. Maybe that had something to do with the different center. Maybe the left side of the line, like you had mentioned, didn't have the snap count. Maybe Algier didn't know what the hole was he was supposed to hit, whatever. But, like, it was very disjointed.
Yes.
For that to be the go-to play on fourth down to keep the game alive and try to get in there and win, it wasn't as sharp as you would need it to be. Now, you're also asking a guy who's a running back.
Right.
I mean, he's a big back, for sure. And I know you gave it to him on third down. He almost got it, but he didn't. You're asking him to sort of play the role of a fullback in a situation where he's not really that.
Right.
So, you know, the concept of it is a little bit
because they ran the play on Bijan's touchdown. Completely
with Algier blocking?
Without Algier, it was same formation, same everything. But it was different how, you know, the play turned out because Bijan caught it and put his foot in the ground and got north and south. Well, he couldn't do that yesterday because everybody was in his lap.
Yeah.
But when that opened like that, I'm just like, what was Tyler's responsibility? It had to be the first man off the ball, or first one, color, whatever, whatever. But I hate the play call anyways. I'm not going to act like I hate the play call. But if he gets his guy, that's a first down.
Upon further review, everyone else, even with the disjointed start and all that kind of stuff, did what they needed to do.
Yes.
Like, had Algier
hung
made
on.
That block.
They like, Jake hung on long enough.
Right. Yes. Had Algier made that block, there's a pretty good chance Bijan's able to get the corner and get the first down.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's because Bijan had to beat the backside backer. He was going to beat the backside backer for that yard. The front side backer's only made the play.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw that thing open up like that. When it opened like that, Tyler Algier should have smacked
the right
mouth.
Doesn't it feel like a lot of stuff has to happen?
It is that fast.
For a play like that?
It is that fast.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, and I know there's no such thing as easy or whatever, and they weren't having a lot of luck going straight forward.
They weren't.
With a backup center.
And then how they lined up, too.
And how they lined up. And obviously, from what you hear, I don't know if this is just speculation on the broadcast, but it seems like this is probably true because they haven't done it. Don't seem like they want a quarterback sneak it with Kirk.
No.
Doesn't seem like that's something they want to do with him right now with where his Achilles is at. I don't know if there's a play that they haven't seen him run it this year where it's a direct snap to the running back. Saw Kansas City do that a couple times yesterday.
The only thing about that is you don't take the ball off the line.
You already were.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the way that you had
makes
them
sense.
Lined up.
Right.
But and you're not going to line up Bijan under center,
no.
I wouldn't think. I don't think you've ever done that before.
No, we don't want that. No.
So, yeah, look, I mean, again, it didn't work. There's a variety of reasons why it didn't work. It sucks that you had to get to that in the first place
right.
because the third down play didn't didn't work. You handed the ball to Tyler, tried to get a, sort of a power run on third and one, didn't get it. He almost did, fought for it, didn't quite get it. It's frustrating that on second down you didn't pick up the first down because you set yourself up in a bad spot on first down. You lost yardage on first down on that bubble screen,
right?
And then on second, good play call. Drake gets it, boxes his guy out, is able to make the tackler miss. Drake has an opportunity to get beyond the marker.
Yeah,
like Drake should have probably gotten a first down on that second down catch. It would have been a first down if it wouldn't have been second and 12 because they lost yardage on first down. So all this stuff sort of ties into itself.
Yes.
That then makes it harder for you when you need that tough yard and you're just not getting it. They were getting, what were they getting last night? 3.3 yards per carry. And if you take away the Ray McLeod 20 yarder, it's way less than that. Like running backs, Bijan Robinson was getting 2 yards a carry last night. Like it was just tough sledding in the run game. But when you need that in that moment and you need that first down to keep your life alive last night in that game and you can't get it, it's tough.
Yeah, man.
It's tough. It's hard to win games like that.
And I'll get the damn algorithm keeps showing the play over and over, and it's making me even more mad.
You need any new stuff now that you've seen?
No,
another
it's just
time?
Like, okay, they were in split back. They were in like full house in the on the touchdown. They were in split back. And you were just split back. You gotta get them. Everything's blocked.
Right, that's it. You just have to make the block.
Yeah.
Algier has
to make that block, and Bijan's gonna beat the backside backer. And hell, if Algier gets his block, Bijan gonna score. Because Bijan gonna give that backside defender that daggone dead leg.
Yeah, the same thing he gave Quinyon Mitchell last week.
He gonna give the dead leg, and he's gone. That's why they gotta make the block. But those are the things, difference between winning and losing.
That's the difference between winning and losing.
Yeah, it is.
I know. I couldn't help but think about that last night in that fourth quarter look, Kansas City didn't score in the fourth quarter.
They did not.
And they had some bad plays. Bad, not on the same page. Xavier Worthy and Mahomes on that third down throw, he was wide open. Make that throw, and the Falcons probably don't even get a final drive at the end.
Right.
But they didn't. They missed it, and it is what it is. But just the idea that team, because they play a lot of games like that. All three games they've played this year, the Chiefs have been like that.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to last year, a lot of the games they play are like that. Every team in the NFL plays a lot of games like that. But for them to win at the rate that they win at, in a league where it's razor thin and it's one back misses a block in the fourth quarter or one receiver doesn't get that extra yard or Mahomes does make the right play here, gets the dirty yards, whatever. For them to consistently be able to make those plays in those moments, that's why they're them and that's why they're 3-0. And then they get the benefit too, and we can talk about that as well.
Yeah,
they get the benefit too.
That's PI.
And being 1-2, which is where the Falcons are right now. Because the Falcons have been in these games also. They got the ball down 5 in the fourth quarter against the Steelers week 1 and turned it over immediately. Immediate interception.
Right.
They got the ball under 2 minutes week 2 against the Eagles. They go down and score. Best drive of the year. Probably changes the whole way people are thinking about last night because of that drive.
Right.
And then last night you get the ball again twice in the fourth quarter, but specifically on that last drive with a chance to go down. Ball in Kirk Cousins' hands. Chance to go down and win the game. And you come up short again. So, I mean, hopefully every week it's not a 2-minute drill drive to try to win. Like, it'd be cool to win or, like, have more than a, have a lead to protect in the fourth quarter, but it hadn't been yet.
Yeah, I mean, it's real weird, and we've talked about it all day. It's just the process of getting to where you need to be successful, and meaning on your first and second down, how valuable it is. You're one of the worst third down teams in football.
Yes.
All right, because
30th in the league.
Because you're probably one of the worst first down teams. You're probably one of the league's worst first down teams. I don't know. But until they get it fixed, it's going to be like this, though. It is. It's going to be like these situations where you're always going to find yourself, like I said, going to have to need a 2-minute drill. Or you're going to have to maybe go back and watch the film and like, damn it, maybe I should have took the points then. And, this is going to be a constant thing. And that's league-wide because
it is.
Everything is rusty and rough right now. I mean, when you look at the touchdown, I don't know where they were this week, but I'm pretty sure they weren't where they were 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah. No, we're still way behind.
You're way down on it.
First 3 weeks of this season, there's less touchdowns scored than any of the first 3 weeks in the last 5 years.
Right.
And it's like 40 down from where it was 5 years ago.
Wow.
So, yeah. And offenses are behind defenses or whatever. I don't really.
And their teams are
not playing in preseason. I don't know exactly what. I'm sure it's a combination of factors.
But you got to, and the thing with you got to be able to run the football around this time because, rust in run game is two different things. Because it's not a lot of timing to it. It's basically whoop a man over and over again. You find the hole and everything like that. Obviously, you want to find the speed, get hit, and everything. But yeah, they want to run this team. Won a lot of play action yesterday because you didn't have a run game to play action with, and so you take that element out of the equation.
Was he pistol yesterday?
A little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit. Okay. A little bit of pistol yesterday. But, I mean, not a lot of plays because there wasn't really a lot of times to do it. But their biggest thing, they got to possess the ball more. They got to possess the ball. And that goes back to winning on third down. So you keep that clock moving, get more plays. And you were absolutely correct when you said the better running back duo was not with the Falcons.
No.
It was not.
No. I mean, they're the better running backs.
Oh, yeah. But
what happened yesterday was the Chiefs able to – they played to the strength of their guys, mm-hmm. right? They ran it up the middle with their great offensive linemen. And they – because they were able to control the run game, they controlled the clock. They yep. were on the field 35 minutes. And it was way worse than that. Those final two drives the Falcons had in the fourth quarter evened it up a right. little bit. But it was like – it was way out of whack at the end of the third quarter how much they had been on the field. And those two drives they went on in the first half. Luckily, one of them ended in an interception. But the other one that ended in points, it was like a 17-play drive. The Chiefs were on the field forever. So the defense probably got worn out as time went on as well. Slight silver lining, nothing that you get to control at all. But at least the other two good teams in your division lost. New Orleans Saints get yes. back down to earth. They lose a tough game against the Eagles.
Yes.
Good win by the Eagles,
yeah,
by the way.
Man,
they needed that. And then Tampa loses to Denver in an inexplicable
crushed.
Fashion. Denver's still not good.
They got crushed.
Good for them for showing up, but that's
Tampa
a bad loss.
Tampa laid an egg. Yeah. And Nick Sirianni, he tries to lose games.
Well, he doesn't take points either. They won the game, but
they did, but
he doesn't take points
his
either.
His freaking logic behind some things, no. man. Jalen Carter played his best game.
Nick Sirianni's the new who's the guy that was in with the Chargers?
Oh,
that just would refuse.
Oh, Staley.
Staley. He's the new Staley. Sirianni's the new Staley.
Just take him, man. I mean, Jalen played well. I thought Jalen was going to fight the whole crowd in New Orleans. I was like, why the hell is everybody trying to hold Jalen back? You had Dom, you had Sirianni, everybody like, calm down, Jalen. Like, is he trying to fight the whole city of New Orleans?
Yeah, keep that energy for the for the opposing offense, which, by the way, he had.
He was really good. All of them were good. I thought Jordan was better yesterday. Nakobe played pretty good. We were talking about Smitty. Hopefully he's all right because, I mean, he got rocked.
He's a little guy.
Yeah.
Little
I mean, the way he hit from the back like that, he got that jolt.
And then the one team that did win in the NFC South,
who?
Which everybody saw coming, was the Andy Dalton-led Carolina Panthers.
Not
only did they win, they smacked the Raiders.
I'm not surprised by that.
Not the Raiders.
As much crap as
Raiders.
They were talking and smoke yo blank and talk yo blank, Raiders. And lay the egg against daggone Andy Dalton and the Panthers. The hell out of here, man. Somebody got to go, though, because somebody had to make a business decision. Let AP tell it. AP says,
I don't know. I like him. I like Antonio Pierce. I don't know how good of a coach he is. We'll see over time. He just looks appropriate in Raiders gear.
Yes.
Like, does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, at a Raiders press conference with a hoodie on, talking like he was after the game yesterday.
Yeah,
it looks
decisions.
Right. He looks right in a Raiders sweatshirt. I don't know how it's going to work out for him, but, yeah, they're making business decisions. They also don't have a run game.
At all.
And Gardner Minshew is their quarterback.
At all.
What do I know? All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. That also could mean you can call and talk about the Falcons if you want. 404-726-0929. The phone lines are open. AMA if you want. Falcons calls if you want. We'll wrap the show up with that after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. Your phone calls, your questions to wrap up the show every single day. We'll start, there we go, with CJ, who's in Atlanta. Hey, CJ.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Question for you. With the acquisition of Raheem the Dream Morris over Bill Belichick, how long do you think you would typically give a coach before you decide if it was a good decision or a bad decision? How long would you take for him to put his hands on his team and see what he comes up with himself?
Thanks, CJ. Well, I mean,
I don't answer the question.
I guess I don't know what Belichick has to do with it, but how long do you give Raheem to feel like it was a good decision or not to hire him?
I can't tell you that. Coach has been fired up 11 games, and they thought it was a good hire, too. But I don't know. I think it's hard to put a season limit or a game limit on it.
Yeah.
Before you're like, it's not working.
You just kind of know.
You kind of just know.
Yeah.
Right.
You tend to know.
Also, the premise of that question insinuates that, like, you missed out on the opportunity to have Belichick.
I don't think they missed out on Bill Belichick.
Right. And so,
nobody else hired him.
Comparatively to not hiring Belichick, maybe there might not be a mistake at any point down the line, even if Raheem doesn't succeed.
Yeah. So, I don't know. And bringing Belichick into it then is what? Like, So when Raheem wins his seventh Super Bowl, then maybe we can say.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Because Belichick has a million of them. So I don't think it has anything to do with who you didn't hire. I still feel good about it. I liked Raheem when they hired him. Raheem now.
Yeah, not going to. I mean, it's time they got the wrong guy after three games. No, I'm not going to do that.
No, not going to do that. Not at all. I mean, I don't think last night had anything to do with that. They got to win more games.
Yeah.
Got to beat the Saints on Sunday, and then they got to beat the Bucks after that, mm-hmm. and they got to beat the Panthers after that,
mm-hmm.
and go to the playoffs and all that kind of stuff. But now, I mean, certainly too early now. Mike is in Austell. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, man, when you just gave that list of everybody we got a lineup to play, that, let me tell you, that I don't have nothing against Kirk Cousins, but he makes me nervous by him being predictable. You know, everybody in the league already know, you know, he's not going to run. He's not a mobile quarterback. He's not going to run the ball. So does that make y'all nervous that If everybody else in the league, if Kansas City already, they linemen already know that he's not going to run the ball, they're going to apply more pressure. So can you imagine what the Saints going to do?
Well,
y'all not nervous about that?
No. I don't get why. I mean, there's nothing to get nervous about. He is who he is.
Yeah, like, you didn't think he was going to run, did you?
Did you think he was going to come in here and be a dual threat guy? Yeah, I mean,
No, but at least.
Yeah, Mike. I mean, I love it, but like, did they not? You know, Kirk could never run, right?
The good thing is the play callers for the Falcons know that too.
Yeah,
so game plan is based on him dropping back and throwing it.
Yeah, that's the game plan. That's what he does.
But there's a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL that don't run.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
There's probably more now than ever that do.
Yeah,
there's more dual threat now and design run and stuff like that do.
But being nervous, no, because everybody knows Kirk's always been there.
Now I will say this: that one yesterday was terrible. Like, you got to be able to get that.
He waited too long. He hesitated.
He's very slow.
Yeah, he waited too long before he got out of there.
To get sacked on that play was pretty tough.
But I think that was more or less, he just waited too long.
He waited too long and, you know, hands not.
No, I think if he would have won early, he would have got it.
I agree with you.
Yeah, but he just waited too long.
But he did, but then other guys could wait that long and probably get away with it.
Yeah, not him.
Not him.
No,
and just the way he fell and like how.
Like, he's a very unathletic.
He's kind of a slow faller.
Yeah, he's a very unathletic faller.
Everything about that play is like, dang, dude. Like, I know you're not mobile, but there's a difference between not mobile and what that was.
Yeah, man.
But no, I mean, Kirk Cousins not being mobile has not limited his. He's never been mobile his whole career.
Yes.
He may be slightly less mobile now. Maybe it'll come back as the season goes, but he's not moving.
No.
Not a mover. Ernest is in Lawrenceville.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
How y'all doing today?
Good.
Hey, I have three really quick points. Number one, I hope I never have to listen to Chris Collinsworth announce another game. Number two, he was terrible. He was terrible.
Okay.
Number two, I say that we bring, you know, Algier. I see when we put him in the game, man. You know, he was making some plays. Bijan, man, wasn't making no plays. I feel like Algier gets that, you know, gets them yards, gets some tough yards, man. And if we got momentum with him, keep him in the game.
Okay.
And third, you know, I just really hope that our defensive line stop getting pushed around like we, you know, we got to get that fixed, man.
Yeah.
We got to get that fixed.
Thank you, Ernest.
You're not going to face too many three like that.
No, you're not.
You're not. They're, I mean, they just are who they are. You're not going to face too many that have that kind of strength at the center guard, you know, in the NFL. But he's right. I mean, they got to get off blocks.
Yeah.
They got to get off blocks. These linebackers got to come down.
There was moments. Taquan Graham had a couple nice moments last night.
Played pretty good.
He did play good.
Yeah,
that one tackle was disrespectful as hell.
Played pretty good. I thought, you know, they tackled well,
mm-hmm.
but I think that it's always something when you tackle well when the guy's 5 yards.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, AJ made a hell of a play on the screen. Great play.
Yeah,
he blew that up. That was a really good play by AJ. But yeah, I mean, you can tackle great. You can be a good tackling team. But tackling teams at 5 yards,
yeah,
it's not really good tackling. Well,
everyone always talks about safeties being great tacklers. That's great, but a lot of times that's the first down that just happens.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So a lot of bad stuff had to happen to get there. I mean, I don't know. Collinsworth's going to call all the Sunday night games and a Super Bowl every 4 years.
Yep.
So I would say download the Odyssey app.
Yep.
Time it up.
You know me. I have no problem with him because I'm one of his guys.
I like him. Yeah, I don't know.
I was one of Chris.
He's just so optimistic.
I was one of Chris's guys.
Everything he sees is the best thing he's ever seen.
I know.
He's just like, oh, man.
I don't know.
Let me tell you, Mike.
I'm so happy. I was his guy.
I have
no problem with Chris Collinsworth.
And then the other one was, Algier, you know, he's He's a different type of back, change of pace, whatever. He had averaged 4.5 yards a carry yesterday, and they did feed him in the second half more. They gave him the ball a lot more in the second half. They gave it to him on third and short on that final drive. Yes. Like, that's about as good of a compliment as you can give a guy.
Right.
And then they gave it to Bijan on fourth, so they did mix him in. Mike is in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
Hi, fellas. The good one today, but Andy, I'm a real good bowler, dude, so if y'all have something with the show or you're going out, I listen to y'all every day in the truck, man. Okay. If you let me know, man, I come out and display the skills with y'all boys, man.
All right, man.
You know, all right, Mike.
Randy, you can't pick football, and Andy, you can't put soccer. If you could be a superstar athlete in another sport or a real popular singer like Taylor Swift popular, which one would you pick?
I tell you.
So I can't pick soccer.
I can't be a football player.
I'd be a starting quarterback. I'd be the best starting quarterback in the NFL.
I would be
with these looks.
I would be Cristiano Ronaldo.
So you pick soccer and yes, I pick I'd football.
Be or because I'm on this new damn Formula One kick, I'd be one of them dudes. That man, I love. Yeah. That was such a great race on Sunday. I love Formula One racing, and them dudes look like they got them gots. Yeah, man. Them dudes look like they get them gets.
Yeah, it seems like they do well.
Yeah, man.
They probably do pretty well.
Yeah. I'd be Cristiano Ronaldo.
And I'd be Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
With a different haircut. Mason's in Barnesville. Hey, Mason.
What's up, fellas? Hey, two things. I'm just a realist, so for all the Falcons fans that are disappointed or whatever, just imagine what the score would be last night. You know, if we played them last year, you know, we've improved for sure. You know, we got to work on stuff, but that's just a part of it. So, you know, there's no sense in talking Raheem Morris is a bad pick or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Lastly, if you could change like a penalty or a rule in sports. So, for example, the offsides call in soccer. Like, I don't understand that. Like, you can cherry pick in basketball. Right. Why not cherry pick in soccer?
I agree.
If you could change a rule or something like that, what would it be?
I agree with that one, brother.
What rule do you want to change?
Targeting.
Bring it back.
Get it out of here.
Oh, get it out. Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're allowed to do it now.
No, I don't want nobody taking headshots. But stop throwing these kids out of damn games.
Yeah.
Still have the 15-yard penalty.
Incidental nonsense.
Yeah, stop throwing them in. I'm with them on the offside soccer. It sucks.
I don't know. Maybe I just played soccer my whole life, so it's not.
I would love basketball without goaltending. Like, you can just do whatever.
Oh, like the FIBA rules?
Whatever you want to do at the rim.
Oh, even more than that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
No one would ever make a three.
I just put a big guy in their basket and just tell him to jump. No,
yeah.
No, I'm good on that.
No, I wouldn't do that one. I don't know. I don't like when the ball goes out of the back of the end zone and then everything.
Fumble in the end zone.
Fumble
for
in the end zone, yeah.
That's a dumbass rule.
I like make the sidelines and the back of the end zone slightly different, because if you fumble out of bounds on the 1 yard line, you just get the ball back.
Mm-hmm.
But if you fumble out of bounds outside the side of the end zone, which is arbitrary pretty much, then the other team gets the ball and it's so it. I would say the sides of the end zone are the same as the sidelines, but the back of the end zone is a touchback. I'm just going to make it more complicated.
I like it. A little bit more
complicated. Now we need a back pylon to see if it hits the side or the...
Yeah. We got back pylon cam, don't we?
No. Oh. I think it's front pylon cam.
Oh.
I think so.
Let's get a couple extra cameras.
I know Bill Belichick was fighting for that rule for all them years.
Oh, he wanted the pylon cam.
Yeah, he wanted the pylon cam.
He's a big camera guy.
Loves cameras. He wanted it.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day, every day to wrap up the show.
Okay, when you're 40, your Achilles turns into a dried up rubber band. $30 is too much for draws, but not for Andy. And Mason, he's a realist.
He's a realist.
Yeah, Mason's a realist.
A lot of folks in Miami have seen Randy's ass.
Yes. Yes.
And the F1 guys look like they got them gots.
Yeah, man.
They got them gots and they get them gets. Bill Belichick, big camera guy.
Uh-huh.
And it's okay to take the points, man.
It is, huh?
It's okay.
I would just advocate for taking the points.
You know what? Just try it one time.
Just try it.
You might like it.
See if you like it.
Don't even try to score touchdowns. Just take the points immediately.
No, I don't
Field
do that.
Field goals all day.
I'm not saying that, but like if it's fourth down in the red zone... Just kick a field goal sometimes. It counts for three. You've got to kick
it.
You're allowed to do it. Allowed to do it. All right. We got to rebrand it. It's been branded now as bad. We got to rebrand it as good. We got to make kicking sexy again.
Don't blink.
Well, 3 points are better than 0 points.
That's a good start. We'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.